Hello, what are you doing? Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Thursday, the 7th of August. It's 6:35 p.m. I'm just sort of finishing off feeding my small child. And I thought I would check in with you lot.
Hi.
With an update and a little bit of a rant. Firstly, excuse the rattling. I'm adjusting my... headset, my Samsung headset. Well, I think it's a Samsung headset. My original Samsung headset for my Galaxy S3 stopped working the other day. The audio kept cutting out. Now, some of you may remember that I have been saying I've been having trouble with the mic. I couldn't get the mic to interface with my MP3 recorder. And I thought, when I found the dodgy broken wire in my headset that was interfering with the audio, I thought, well, probably there's a broken wire to the mic, and that's the cause of my problems. So I ordered another Samsung headset off eBay. It says it's genuine. It's got a Samsung brand on it. It doesn't really feel genuine. It feels a bit... I think the word might be fake. But hey, it's a headset. It works. So... I've just plugged it in, and that's how I'm talking to you now. Actually, when I plugged it in first time, though, it didn't work. The microphone still wouldn't work on audio, and I was just getting this horrible, dirty noise. So I fiddled around and eventually found that in this mic settings, there isn't a mic setting for headset mic. So I tried switching the settings to default mic or headset or handset default, which I figured would default to the headset when I plugged the headset in. But that didn't work either. No, it's rubbish, darling. It wasn't anything. Yeah, have your grapes. Sorry, I've got an excited child here. He's got a new toy today, and he's currently playing with the box. I'm getting frantic because I just chucked a bit of the packaging in the bin. So eventually, the only option, the last option that I tried, was to select the rear microphone, brackets, if available. So somehow, my headset is actually classed as a rear microphone. According to HiQ MP3 recorder. Well, I guess to other MP3 recorders, because I tried it with two or three, and I was having the same results. But anyway, ho-hum and all that. So I'm now recording hands-free, walking around my house, doing chores. This could be good. I just hope that it's clear enough. I've turned the gain down a little bit, because I did a few tests, and it was rather over-modding. So hopefully this doesn't sound too bad. So there you go. Anyway, what else have I got? Talk about, oh yes, Foursquare. Grr. I tell you what, I'm really tempted just to jack the whole Foursquare thing in. Just got the update today. Totally pointless. I'll never use that. If I'm going into a town centre, I pretty much know why I'm going there. I'm going there for a reason. I don't need to use something on my phone to tell me that there's shops in the town centre. If I'm going for a meal, I will have probably booked a restaurant already. If I'm going to the theatre, I will have probably know where the theatre is, and I will have probably already booked tickets. I don't need to open an app on my phone and say, can you tell me where the theatre is, please? Or is there a food shop nearby? I'm pretty sure I can find them myself. So anyway, I don't see the point of the Foursquare app. But when I looked at it, I thought, I wonder, because the last time Foursquare did a large update, which was when they released Swarm, they moved all of the map pins, including the private ones. Sorry, my child was just shouting. So basically, as most people do, when you put a check-in in for your home address or your work or whatever, you plonk the pin a street or two away for a bit of security. And Foursquare took it upon themselves to move them all back to where the actual location is, based on the GPS check-in, when you hit the check-in button. I got mine moved back because I kicked off at Foursquare support, and I got it moved back after a bit of shouting. But they've moved them again. My pin is now sitting right back on top of my house. And I know it's a private check-in, and it's only visible to my friends, but... I'm sorry, Foursquare. Just because somebody is on my friends list, it doesn't necessarily mean that I want them to know where I live. You know, that's really not on. That's not cricket. So I'm quite cross. And as soon as I finished feeding this small child, and packing him off to the land of Nod. I will be jumping on my laptop and shouting at Foursquare support again, because I think that's disgusting. I really do. I'm sorry, but that's just a total and utter breach of privacy and breach of security as far as I'm concerned. If I've placed a map pin somewhere, that's where I want it to be. And I don't see what gives them the right to move it. And yes, I know it's for more accurate check-ins, for when it's shops and stuff, but when it's a private check-in, it's pretty obvious that I don't want other people to see it, so leave the damn thing alone. So yes, everybody, if you've got private check-ins or map pins anywhere for your check-ins that aren't where they should be, I suggest you check. You'll probably find out that you are being spotted. Do you want something else to eat? Yeah? Like something else? Yeah. Yeah, would you? Right about, hang on, have some sultanas. There you go. Oi! Look at all of them. Keep you going for a bit. I might just have a couple myself. Mmm, tasty. Yeah, what else? Ooh, I'll tell you what I need to do though. I need to check the time because recording hands-free. Why are you shouting? Looney Tune. 6 minutes. There we go. What else? Oh, yes. I did actually, excuse me, chomping down the mic. I do apologise. Last night I recorded an audiobook on my way back from the supermarket after I'd been shopping for stuff, including food supplies for next week's epic adventure to the Lake District, where I won't have to listen to a shouting baby. What? Honestly, anybody? Hi. If anybody wants a small child, thank you. I'll take it off you then. Thank you. Do you want this?
No.
No. Thank you. If anybody wants a small child, inbox me, and I'll arrange delivery. Not a problem. I'll even cover the delivery costs. You had enough. You want to come out? Okay. So, yes, I stocked up on food for my epic adventure with Dean to the Lake District next week. And Bit of a funny situation that you've got to sort of balance everything out between cost, because you know you could get your sort of mountain fare, your standard dry dehydrated food, you know, that you pour in like 3 milliliters of water and suddenly you've got a full banquet. But those things don't fill me up. They're far too small and they are also very, very, very expensive. You noisy pants. So that's really not an option. So I've had to sort of juggle around and get some things that are sort of fairly lightweight, but very, very filling, because I've got a ravenous appetite, even when I'm not burning 3,000 or 4,000 calories a day walking up mountains. Go on, in you go. And today I've been lucky enough to have a trip to a retail outlet, you know, these out-of-town discount bargain in inverted commas places. And one of the shops there is Tog 24. And I really like Tog 24 products for outdoors. I think they're very much underrated. But value for money-wise, I think they're great. I've got a couple of their bits. My winter trousers are Tog 24. I've got a base layer from them. I'm really, really impressed with some of the stuff that I've had from there before. So I've gone and picked myself up a new pair of lightweight trousers because I was just finding in this hot weather, especially when it's humid, that my Craghopper Kiwis just are too heavy. They're just too weighty now. So I've gone and got myself a much more lightweight pair. And plus, if it's going to hoy it down with rain like we think it is next week, I need something that's going to dry out a lot quicker. And I also picked up it was cheap when it was reduced in the sale, a windproof, very light, packs down to the size of a tennis ball, and just kind of, when it's humid like this and it's really hot, if the breeze picks up, you can be quite chilly, but not, if you put a soft shell on or a fleecy mid-layer, you find yourself cooking, because it's, you know, once you're out of the wind, you're hot again. So a nice little very, very lightweight windproof is the order of the day, and I finally have one in my outdoor wardrobe. So other than Foursquare, I'm having quite a good day. So there you go. Anyway, that's it for now. I'll catch you all later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.